Email marketing. I want you to think about what your body just did when it heard the words email marketing. Does it get excited and there's like lightning bolts shooting through your brain and your body and you're like, "Ooh, I love to talk about email marketing." Or did it kind of clench up a little bit and say, "Ooh, that reminds me, I need to email my list," or "I don't have a list," or "I am not really good at this right now. I don't do this on a consistent basis." And you're just a little panicked at this point. Don't worry. Either way, whichever camp you fall into, today's episode is really about giving you, especially if you're a podcaster or you're creating consistent content, I want to offer you 7 strategies that you can use to really leverage email marketing into your podcast growth. And the reason why this is super important is because I have seen with my own email list that it's super impactful when you can send an email out, no matter what it's about. If it's about your latest podcast episode, if it's about the fact that you're going to be in, you know, Boise, Idaho for a craft and commerce, like ConvertKits conference, like it doesn't matter what it's about. It's a matter of you technically only having a one-way communication with your podcast. But when you implement email marketing, all of a sudden you open the door to this two-way intimate conversation with your audience, and it's something that you cannot ignore. It's 2023. You cannot ignore email marketing. You cannot say, "Oh, I'll put that on the back burner to whenever I figure other things out in my business." Your email list should be one of the main focuses of your business. It's one of my main assets that I focus on every single month, every single week when I'm intentionally writing emails to my list. And I want to give you tips on how you can do the same. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Okay, so like I said, we have 7 strategies to cover today. So I'm just going to dive right in, because when it comes to email marketing, it's such a powerful tool. It really is. And it's one that I think that a lot of people get intimidated by, well, there's automations and you segment and you do all this. And I want to strip it down to the basics of email marketing and why it's important, and give you some ideas and inspiration. If you did fall into that camp where you're like, "Ooh, I never send emails to my list," then I hope that you get some ideas today on how you can begin to implement email marketing on a regular basis and keep it simple, 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 simple. So before we really dive into, you know, all the strategies I have to share, I wanted to tell you that when people ask me about, "Well, Crystal, how do you write your emails? How do you keep things very simple? How do you keep doing it every single week?" I mean, I've written thousands of emails at this point. I always forget when I started with ConvertKit. It was 2018 is when I switched from, I used MailChimp for a little bit. Then I switched over to ConvertKit, and that's what I've been using ever since. And I've been sending a weekly email to my list since 2018. And I look back and I think, that's a lot of emails. That is a lot of emails. And that's not even including promotions and automations and all these things. And so I knew from the beginning that if I wanted to be successful, because I'm not a strong writer, okay? I rely heavily, heavily on tools like Grammarly. I also use ChatGPT today. I don't use ChatGPT necessarily to write emails for me, but I do use it to find really good title ideas. I'll take my entire email that I've written and I throw it into ChatGPT and I say, give me 3 title options for this. And it comes back with awesome stuff that I can at least start using for inspiration. But keep it super simple. I still, and I know this is crazy when I tell people this, I still handwrite my emails. I know it's weird. I'm a journaler though. And so when I handwrite my emails, it feels like a more intimate experience for me. Like I'm actually writing to someone, like a friend, a pen pal. And so I will handwrite my emails typically on Friday mornings before they go out. And then I transfer it over to the digital age. And that's how I do it. I know, like I said, it's weird. And I keep them very simple and text-based. I'll throw in some GIFs or some images, but I don't do the fancy layouts. I don't do too much stuff because I don't want my emails to end up in anyone's spam folder if it looks too salesy or spammy. I don't want like you to mistake mine for the latest Costco, you know, email that you're like, oh, I don't really want that. I don't need anything from Costco at this point. So that's how I do my emails. So I wanted to just kind of throw that out and preface this entire episode that way. That way, if you're sitting here thinking, well, she keeps talking about emails, but how does she do it on the back end? That's how I do it. I keep it super, super simple. But let's go into strategy number one, because the first one, you can't have any of these other ones without number one, and that is building an email list. You have to build one. You have to get started somewhere, right? Like, isn't that the theme of this podcast? We all have to start somewhere. We all started at zero. Every single person listening to this, every person that you listen to that is in the online space, they all started at zero. So even if they have 100,000 people on their list today or 5 million or whatever it is, like everybody starts with zero. So isn't that good news? Like you have nowhere to go but up if you are just getting started today. So stop telling yourself that you don't have enough because you're just getting started or you only have 10 people. Like, hey, 10 people is more than I had when I started with a big fat goose egg. So, don't be so hard on yourself. Let's just get into action and make it happen. So building an email list requires creating some sort of freebie or opt-in page where people can actually join your list. They have to be able to put in their name and their email address and get on your list. So if you're a podcaster, you could consider having like some sort of checklist that goes with your episode or a free resource that would work really well for your audience. Now, this is going to vary so widely depending on the category that you're in, the audience you serve, what type of content they want. Do they want like an actual PDF download? Do they just want like a bonus audio file? Like, what is it that your audience wants? And don't let this intimidate you. Like, oh, I don't know. I'm just getting started. Just start with something. Start with something. I started with a checklist, how to start a podcast. I think that was one of my very first PDFs that I ever used as a freebie for the Profit Podcast. And it worked. Like it was very, very, very simple. It was a very simple. It was not fancy. It was not designed well. This was before Canva had all their beautiful templates they have today. And it was just very basic, but it worked. So get started building your email list. I always recommend ConvertKit. Like I said, I've been using them for several years. You can go to crystalprofit.com/ConvertKit to try them out. I'm a proud partner and affiliate with them. I have been for a long time, but I love them. I've been using them for years. I went to their conference recently and I fell even more in love with them because I think that they have a great just mission to serve creators. So highly recommend them. So that's number one, building an email list. Number two, when you start building your email list, you have to have your welcome emails. Now, I was actually working with a coaching client recently, and whenever I do these podcast content audits, what I'll do is, and this is for my coaching clients where they get like the highest package. So what's included is a content audit where I literally comb through every nook and cranny of your website, your podcast, your, if you have freebies or your email, like I will go through your landing pages. I will see what it's like to be a customer in your world. Like I do all the things in these audits. And one particular client, I was looking at everything and I noticed that she had a massive opportunity in her welcome emails. So we were looking at it and they were pretty basic. You know, it's like I got on her list and I immediately got an email. Awesome. Logistically, everything was working perfectly. But I saw that it was very, very basic. It was like, hi, welcome. Here's what I do. Here's my podcast. But we started digging more into the marketing of it. And I was like, do you understand that you have a top 10% podcast? Like you do, you have a podcast. You can go to listennotes.com and you can see where your podcast ranks, and hers was in the top 10% of global podcasts. I said, you need to shout that from the rooftops because that is incredible. That is so awesome. And she had been podcasting for a while, and she had within other pieces of her website, she had listed the spotlight episodes where people should get started. And I said, your welcome email is the perfect place to list those, because if someone is brand new to your world and, you know, they don't really know much about you, but they're already interested. They wouldn't give you their name and their email address if they weren't interested in learning more about you or what you talk about. And I said, so why don't you give them this curated list of where to get started? What are your favorite episodes or the most downloaded episodes? Like, put those in your welcome emails. And if you already have an email list and you've been doing this for a while, you can always update your welcome sequence. I update mine at least once a year. I mean, I should probably do this probably more often, but I do at least once a year. I'll go back, I read all of my welcome sequence emails, and I see, is this still relevant? Is there something that I need to change? Like, I needed to change the links to my program because some of those changed. And so I go back and I look at them and I say, can I still offer more resources? So look at your welcome emails. Like, use it as an opportunity to set those expectations for what they are going to enjoy or receive in your community. Highlight some of your favorite episodes, and then provide links to your podcast on all the different platforms. So welcome emails are super important. Now, number three, the third strategy we need to use is regular newsletters. So consistency is key, just like with anything else. Regular newsletters are super, super important. Now, this could mean that, because people, I think, get tied up in when should I send these, and people will ask me, well, do I publish a podcast episode and then send an email on that day, or is that too much? Do I need to have the episode air, let's say, on a Tuesday, and then send them an email on Wednesday or Thursday and remind them that it's there? And it all comes down to, one, your bandwidth, two, the strategy behind everything, and three, I feel like, how far in advance can you plan? So let's go to the bandwidth, right? Because when I think about bandwidth, people always ask me about batching. Well, how do you batch content? How do you get ahead? And how do you do this? And I think about how I look at the biggest strategy as zooming out and say, what am I promoting? That's really what I start with. And I say, what am I promoting? If I'm not in the middle of a promotion, then I have so much creative wiggle room to do whatever it is that I want. And so if I'm not promoting anything, then I stand back and I say, okay, there's going to be a podcast episode that goes out on that day, and then maybe I'll have a YouTube video, and then, you know what, this other episode on this other person's podcast aired, so maybe I should talk about that too. So zoom out a little bit before you zoom into the granular, what am I supposed to say, and what day am I supposed to send it? From what I heard at Craft and Commerce, this was a big takeaway for me. It's not so much about you do it at the exact time, down to the right second, every single day of the week. It's more or less about, what is your intention behind it? Because if you're just throwing something out there, just because you're like, oh, it's on my checklist, I have to send this out to my list, then it's probably not going to be great. Like, it's not. Like, why are people going to open something that's mediocre if it's the same every single week and it's not interesting and it's not something that, as soon as it hits their mailbox, they're like, oh my gosh, I got an email from Crystal. I have to open it and see what it is. That's what I want my audience to do. I want them to read the title and say, what the heck is she talking about? Like, what does this title even mean? So if you've ever had that reaction, like, I'm giving myself a pat on the back, because that is my intention. I want you to read a title and say, I don't even, what are we getting into here? Because this title is absolutely ridiculous. It is my goal, my intention, my mission for you to have that reaction. So if it's ever happened to you, like I feel like I've won. I feel like I've won because that's half the battle, right? Just getting people to open your newsletters. So when you send them regularly, people will get them and then they are able to get a peek inside your world, whether it's just you talking about, oh, I was so excited about this week's episode because blank. And I want you to listen to today's interview because I've been wanting to interview this guest forever because ABC, like share those behind the scenes. It doesn't have to be this like big slog of like, oh, I need to change someone's life today. I need to have groundbreaking, brand new content every time. No, you don't. No, you don't. Like, this is me giving you permission. If you just want to write a newsletter to your audience and say, hey guys, this week I have a brand new podcast episode. Oh, and because it's the summer and I'm catching up on my summer reading, here are three books that I recommend. That would be helpful to me if I was on your list. It would be super helpful. So don't overthink it. Send those regular newsletters. So let's go back to, so we were talking about bandwidth. Now the strategy piece behind this is, are you trying to get more downloads to your podcast the day that an episode airs? If you are, then I highly recommend sending it the day your episode goes live because you'll see an uptick. And I actually just started doing this. Well, as of me recording this, I released one newsletter like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, okay, great. You know, I'm going to start sending regular Tuesday emails and everyone's just going to get one on Tuesday and Friday. Then a promotion happened that I was like, oh, I don't want to send them so many emails that I get a bunch of unsubscribes. So I waited and now I'm not going to have one. So maybe I won't release one on Tuesdays when I'm in the middle of a promotion because I don't want a bunch of people to say, geez, Crystal, this is way too much, like too many emails. So that is one thing is I will play around with when I'm going to do my Tuesday emails, but you bet your bottom dollar every single Friday, I'm sending a regular consistent email. So I want you to pick at least one day of the week where you're going to send that regular newsletter. Okay, so let's go on to number four. So the fourth strategy for building and using an email list with your podcast is to have that exclusive content and sneak peeks. So again, this is what I think is so cool about it. I feel like I have this really intimate relationship with my email listeners, and it's different than all of my other different channels. Like I have a specific YouTube audience. I have specific people that follow me on Instagram, and then my email list is the same. And so I love that I can reward my email subscribers with these exclusive pictures. Like just last week, we had gone to the river. We took a river trip with my family. And I thought, oh, I didn't really share a ton of these pictures on social media. So I'm going to share them in my email that I send out. And that's just a way for me to share more of the behind the scenes of what's going on. But I could also include something, or you could include something that was either early access to episodes or extended interviews or additional bonus material that you have for your podcast. Like I said, that you wouldn't share anywhere else. You wouldn't put this on Instagram. You wouldn't put this in, you know, a YouTube video. It's just for your email list. And I think that exclusivity is really felt in email because it's just a fun way to say, hey, you know, I haven't told anybody else this and here's the story behind it. That's really what I love to do in my emails is share stories. And I love it when people reply back to me and say, oh my gosh, Crystal, me too. Like I have felt this way, or I've experienced this, or even some of my promotional emails. We just finished the BC Stack promotion when I'm recording this. And I got emails back from my promotional emails that said, I loved this story. Thank you for sharing it. And that just means the world to me. It wasn't about the promotion. It was just about the story that I shared in there. So get creative on what you share, what pieces of your content that you get excited about that you can add into your email newsletters. Okay, so that was number four. Number five, and I just kind of touched on this briefly, but listener surveys and feedback. Oh my gosh. I love, 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 love putting hit reply and, you know, give me some feedback. Give me some more information. I actually, when this episode goes live or when I'm recording it, I had wrote to people because I want you to reply to me. Okay. I'm just throwing this out here. If you're on my email list, I want us to have a conversation in email. And I had told people, I said, okay, for the first five people that hit reply, tell me what your umbrella topic is, because that was the theme of this past Friday's episode. And I said, tell me what your umbrella topic is for your podcast, and I will give you 10 ideas for what you could do for your show. Because people always tell me, I don't know what to talk about, or I can't come up with new ideas. So I thought, well, what a fun way to give back to my community. So I wanted them to know, one, I'm here for you. Two, I support you. And three, I want to be in conversation with you. So having these listener surveys and feedback are just such an incredible way. And I actually have resources on what you can do to survey your audience. So I think that it's super important. I'm writing a note to myself right now because I hadn't originally included all the other podcast episodes, YouTube videos that I've talked about surveying your audience, but you need to, like, if you're not doing this, you need to survey your audience, whether it's a formal survey, whether it's just an IG like poll or a poll on a Facebook group, whatever, you need to add this into a regular plan. So whether that is once a quarter or once a month, you need this feedback because we talked about this earlier. Your podcast is a one-way street. And unless you open up that line of communication, then how do you know that you're on the right track? How do you know that your content is really resonating with your audience? So send out their surveys or polls so that you can understand your audience's preferences, or maybe they could even give you your next podcast ideas. I've done this too, where I will send out a survey and say, hey, let me know what you're interested in or what are you struggling with? And you could be featured in an upcoming episode, or we could have, you know, talk about this topic. I also love Pod Inbox. I'm going to link to this in the show notes, but I love this tool because it is something that allows for me to, like, I put a video up a long time ago. I don't remember when I put that video up, but it was maybe in 2021, 2022. I recorded a video that just says, hey, you know, if you want to leave me a message, record it and I tell you how to do it. And it's an audio message and someone can say their name, the name of their podcast, and they record a quick snippet. And I include that in my podcast episodes and in my YouTube content. So I love listener surveys and feedback, and I can do that. I could link to my Pod Inbox. I could link to a Google form if I wanted to, but surveys and feedback are so important. And at the end of the day, if you're like, that sounds a little complicated, Crystal, I don't know that I can do that, send an email and say, hit reply and tell me blank. Like, keep it super, super simple. I love just the hit reply, and I will capitalize hit reply and I'll bold it because I want it to be known that that is the CTA. Like, that is the call to action that I want people to take in that newsletter. All right, we are rounding it out. We have two more strategies to share with you. So number six is cross promotion and collaborations.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
This is one that I feel I have been underutilizing, so I'm calling myself out on this because one of the things I really wanted to do in 2023 was guest on more podcasts, and I've been able to do that, and I've shared them here and there, but I want to get better at really spotlighting and highlighting other creators in the podcast space, in the content creation space, people that help others with their digital courses or their digital businesses. Like, I really want to do this a lot more. So I've been trying to think of creative strategies that I can use to kind of elevate these other voices that aren't heard of as much, or my audience needs to know. Like, I'm like, hey, go follow them, go listen to their podcast, go watch their YouTube content, or whatever other value that they can add to my audience. But I think it's really important to think about what kind of cross promotion and collaborations you can have. And affiliate marketing also falls under this umbrella too. So, I mean, even here in this episode today, like, I've talked about ConvertKit, I've talked about Pod Inbox, like, I've talked about these different organizations and companies that I work with. And I think it's super awesome to be able to give value to your audience and also be able to make some money on the back end whenever you share your affiliate links and the affiliate partnerships that you can have whenever you are being strategic with what you're doing in your email marketing campaigns. So, super important. I think that it's really fun to think about all these other ways that you can do cross promotion and what that looks like for your audience, like, and for you. Like, it's going to look different for everybody. So don't think that there's only one way to do this. I think it's super important for you to continuously let your newsletters evolve and let it change and ebb and flow with what's going on in your business, what's going on in your life. And I think it's just super fun. All right, last point, last strategy that we need to talk about is your call to action emails. Now, this is just as important. Like, we talk about CTAs on podcast. I think it's so, so, so important to have that one main CTA in your email. And what I mean by this is, if you are sending, let's say you publish episodes on Tuesdays, and that is the main thing you want people to do. You want someone to go listen to your podcast after you send that email, and like, they're going to read your email, open it, and then they're like, you want them, what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do after they finish? You want them to go listen to that episode. You want them to go immediately to it, add it to their next, like, in the queue as the next thing to play when they're going on a walk, they're going on a drive, or, you know, right then and there, you want them to listen to it. But you have to ask. This is the thing. People will tell me, well, people, you know, don't do the thing that I asked them to do. And I'm like, well, tell me how you asked them to do it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I kind of buried it intentionally in the whole thing. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We are going to be proud of what we're creating. The content, the podcast, the YouTube channel, the blog post, whatever it is that you're creating, you're going to be freaking proud of it. Okay? Like, I'm telling you. This is what you should be aiming towards. If you're not there yet, it's okay. If you're just getting started and you're still a little shaky on your confidence, but this is the point where I want you to eventually get. I want you to get to where you are so proud of what you're creating. You know that is going to help so many people. You know that it can make a difference in someone's life. And you are like, you need this episode. This episode is going to offer A, B, and C to you. And if you go listen to it, it could help you with X, Y, and Z. Do you love it when I talk in like in alphabet letters? It confuses me sometimes because I'm like, wait, did I say A, B, C? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't do that. But anyway, so the calls to action are so important, and you need one. You need one main one. Now, I will say I will put multiple ones in my emails at times, but I put the most important one first, and I typically will mention it multiple times. So you could do this by adding a button to your email newsletters. You can do it by adding just hyperlinks on the text where it literally says, click here to listen to today's episode, and you just hyperlink that to your website or to your podcast, like whatever, your Buzzsprout website, wherever you want people to go. But You have to have a call to action in every single email. And if you're like, well, Crystal, I'm not doing this. I don't really know what I'm doing. Then your call to action is hit reply and tell me what I should talk about in my next podcast episode. Like I said, keep it simple. The people will come to me and say, well, I can't do this and I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, it's because you're overthinking it. You are overthinking it, and it should not be this, well, so-and-so did this and I did that. And it's like, I feel like I'm sometimes like a kindergarten teacher that's like, hang on, you're comparing yourself, you're doing this thing, you're overwhelmed, you're like really, really wound up. Let's take a deep breath collectively together. Okay. We're going to keep things simple. We're going to keep it simple. And I have to say this I have to remind myself this, because I do the same thing. I get overwhelmed. I'm like, well, I should do this and I should do that. And yeah, maybe I could have these pictures here and I could do these GIFs. And oh, what about the people that send videos inside their emails? Like, I should record a video of myself and I should do this. It's like, there are so many options and so many things that are out there. But at the end of the day, I have to ask myself, what is sustainable for you? How can you keep this as simple as possible so that you can send a consistent weekly email to your list? What can you do to make this easier? And at the end of the day, it's just, I have to add value. These are my requirements. I have to add value. I have to mention my content because I want people to know about this podcast. I want people to know about my YouTube content. And I have to make a personal connection. And I think that this is where people miss the mark. And we talked about stories earlier, but at the end of the day, if you've written your newsletter and you're reading it and you're like, okay, there's no typos, the grammar sounds okay. This is me at least. I'm like, yeah, that's how I would talk. I'm just going to leave it in there. It's like, you know, getting all the red, like autocorrect. And I'm like, nope, that's fine. I would legitimately say that. So it sounds good to me, but read through it and ask yourself, is this valuable? If I were part of my audience, would I want to read this? And if it's not, then ask yourself, how can I make it a little bit spicier? Or how can I make it a little more me? How can I make it more interesting to my audience? And then don't forget that CTA. Do not forget that call to action. Oh, this was a great episode. I love talking about email marketing, but I will tell you that I am not the expert in email marketing. So if this is something that you want to learn more about, I want to invite you to my mentor. I've talked about her like a bajillion times on the podcast, but Amy Porterfield is someone who I trust when it comes to email marketing and all the incredible things that she knows and teaches, and her entire team, like they stay up to date on what's working, what's not working, how to grow your list, how to get started if you literally don't have a list at all and you don't know the next thing that you should do. I encourage you to go watch her free masterclass. So go to crystalprofit.com/email to go watch her brand new masterclass that she just released earlier this year. It's called Inbox Money, How to Monetize an Email List in 4 Easy Steps. So go to crystalprofit.com/email to sign up. It's totally free. And I want you to go learn from Amy. Like, I have learned so many incredible things from her and email list, like growing my email list and email marketing. It's one of those things that's weird because you don't really learn it in other stages of your business. You have to intentionally put time and effort into making it happen. And it's just one of those things that it's been worth every single dime that I've invested, every intentional hour that I have spent in my email marketing has paid back tenfold. So go check it out. Again, go to crystalprofit.com/email to learn more about Amy and go sign up for her free program, or sorry, her free masterclass. That's what it is. But that's all I have for you today. So I hope that this was really helpful for getting you in the right direction for email marketing. And I think that if you have any questions, like give me a shout out, like ask me on Instagram, reach out there. like I said, Pod Inbox is going to be linked in the show notes. If you want to ask a question specifically about email marketing, then go to Pod Inbox. It's going to be linked, like I said, in the show notes, and you could be featured on our next listener segment of the podcast. But if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you give this podcast a subscribe or follow wherever you are listening. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.